Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's the worst thing a roommate has done when you had a roommate? Like the worst thing, most annoying, hopefully it wasn't worse than annoying.
Cheated on me.
Your roommate cheated on you? Yeah.
It was a relationship that had gone sour and we were basically just roommates at that point.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay. I've had most of my roommates have been fine. I haven't had terrible roommates. The last roommate that I did have before I moved here.
That was the one in Jersey City?
Yeah, actually, no, that one was fine. It was the previous one that I lived with this guy for like 4 or 5 years. And for the most part, everything was great. Like, I barely saw him. He worked long hours and everything. But then there was one day where he came home and he was like, he was a big gamer. And he had a bunch of those little plastic cases for rechargeable batteries.
Oh, okay.
And he kept them in the refrigerator. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think that it, I don't know. If
supposedly
that, like,
keeping batteries cooler is good for makes their them longevity last long. Okay. Or something. I don't know.
So he had like 3 of these little containers of AA batteries in there. And he came home and he was like, hey, it's no big deal, but two of my AA batteries are missing. Did you grab them? I was like, nope. Okay. Well, I know that they were in there and now they're not. And I was like,
okay.
Okay,
man, but
well, I'm telling you, I didn't take them, and you also just said it's not a big deal, so...
And now you're calling me a liar.
You're kind of making it a big deal, and then he, like, flipped out on me.
Really?
He's like, well, I know that someone took the batteries, and I know that it's got to be you, because there's no one else that lives here, and I was like, yeah, I know that seems weird, but
is
maybe...
this the same guy that told you stole his Detroit Red Wings notepad because you worked for the NHL once? Because that's just as irrational.
No. That was weird.
That is, like, weird.
Yeah.
Kelly, you have a bad roommate?
Yeah. I had a guy leave his sex toys hanging in my shower.
What?
Yeah, I lived with this weirdo for like 3 months. I was in between places. I had a like crappy situation where I had to get out of somewhere quick. It kept getting broken into.
Okay.
And so I was like, crap, dang, I got to move somewhere new. And this guy was always so nice, and he worked for the EPA, so he was never, ever home. And then the week I moved in, he got fired from his job.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, it sucked. And so suddenly he was home all the time, and that's the first time I ever learned about Adult Friend Finder, AFF, which was like the original Tinder for freaks. And so he would meet all these strangers on the internet, and he was pansexual. He would hook up with anybody. It didn't matter. And he had all these crazy sex toys. And so I didn't know that until I went to get in the shower one day and all of his like beads and stuff were in my shower. And I said,
so you,
what
didn't have, you had 2 showers and he still did it in your shower?
Yeah, he had the master suite. This was his condo. Dude was loaded, had a nice ass condo.
Oh my God.
So it was a great spot to live. I hated having to move out of there, but I couldn't live with a pervert anymore. And I call him a pervert because, like, who takes their sex toys and then like showers them off in my shower? So that was like major red flag. And it was more of a funny, like, hey, man, please don't do that again. And he told me, he was like, sorry, that was like my sex shower. So I didn't do that in my shower.
Oh, so he's just used to it.
So I was like, so you also used my shower. And I was like, oh, weird. And then I came home like, I don't know, a month or so later. And a girl that he'd been hooking up with was wearing one of my bathing suits and one of my dresses.
Oh!
And he was like, oh, yeah, sorry. You know, she traveled and didn't bring a bathing suit. So I just figured she could use one of yours. And I was like,
I just figured.
Boundaries, man.
God.
At first, I thought he was trying to like... get you to lower your guard by, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought that's what you were going to say. Like, he was trying to entice you in, like, oh, look at all these toys you could play with.
Yeah. And then I had a girlfriend that I lived with for like ever. I love her. We're still besties. But she was cooking fried chicken one time and forgot a little piece of a raw chicken in the bag of flour and then just put the bag of flour back into the pantry. And like 24 hours later, the smell started. And 48 hours later, it was foul. And we were both like, what is that smell? What is that smell? And we were looking everywhere. That's probably like, honestly, that was gross.
Pretty bad. Howings, what about you?
I mean, I was really lucky. I didn't have any bad roommates. I think we were all annoyed when our roommate John got a dog after we said, please don't get a dog.
That's what I was going to say. our roommate John, I love the guy. One of my favorite people ever, and now. Mm-hmm. But he went to each one of us that lived in the house with him, which was a condo we were renting, only because it didn't get zoned right to be sold. Mm-hmm. So we moved in. It was brand new. It was a great deal.
It was $800 a month.
For a four-bedroom place.
Split between four people.
Oh, my
For a
gosh.
Four-bedroom place.
Brand new with a two-car garage.
With a two-car garage, which I never got to park in.
Yeah, but you got the kick-ass basement room.
I did
room.
Get the best room. So, yeah. Yes, that was a fair trade.
Yeah. I love roommate trades. That's yeah, always so
that was,
fun.
It was totally worth it. I'm like, I have a crappy car. I don't care if I park in the garage, like, I do want this basement.
I got a new lease, but I'll take a smaller room.
My room was giant, and I had my own bathroom. But anyway, he asked each of us if he thought it'd be okay if he got a dog. He was working full time. He was gone a lot. Each one of us said, hey, man, I don't want to take care of the dog. I don't think that's a good idea. 1 minute later, there's a pup, not only a dog, but a puppy in the house.
Yeah, this wasn't like a 3.5-year-old rescue. This was fuzzy little puppy. Adorable little bastard.
We all loved
God.
Dogs, but man, were we mad.
And he it would spill stuff all over the carpet, and he'd give it like an extra... You know, his leftover mac and cheese bowl, and you flip it, and it was like, dude, what
remember
are you
the nacho cheese that
doing?
Was stained on our carpet? And then the worst part, we really got pissed because at first he's like, you guys won't have to take care of it. I know you all said no. And then like 2 days later, hey, I'm going to be at work for a while. Can you take the dog out?
Uh-huh.
And all of us were like, no, no, we cannot.
No.
Now, that said, we got over it. We love that guy.
Yeah, yeah. I think probably my worst one, though, and it still wasn't that bad, but my second year, I had a roommate who... We had lofts in the dorm room, and the lofts were tall to give us as much headroom underneath as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad and I had built them. So there was about 18 inches of space for a body. So that was not enough space for sex.
Okay.
And so he had gotten the first year he was not too sexually active, but the second year he got really into it and then was really telling everybody
he got
about
really
it.
Really into sex.
Like, he was constantly having a conquest and was always telling everyone about it, and was one of those guys that would be like, you know, later on telling you something, and he'd go, oh, it's still my hand.
Oh, God. You know, like, man.
And, like, he wasn't a bad guy, but it just got old. And,
yeah.
But there was one morning.
Yeah, it got old, and I just experienced it for the first time.
There was one morning that I woke up, and I was in my loft, and then I heard noises from the floor. And I did one of those, what the hell? And I kind of looked over, and there was just enough morning dawn light that you could just see the illuminated butt cheeks of my roommate on top of his girl. Oh. And I just went, ah, Jesus.
Right. Now you're stuck.
So then I'm stuck, because then you go.
Yeah, in your cuck bed.
Yeah, you go, I don't know what to do. But yeah, but the thing is, like, they, you know. Like, this was not a turn-on moment, you know, where you go, oh, this is, yeah, I'm going to rub one out while I'm up here. It was like, oh, no. And it was so cheesy. It was hilarious. And I've told this story in a speech class once, but I just heard him go, ah, oh, Nola.
I was going to say, Nola. I think I know the name from you guys.
Nola.
Those of you who lived with him, would always, whenever that guy would come around, you'd all be like, low-key.
Yeah.
Ooh, Nola.
I think she actually listens sometimes.
Oh, oh. God.
Hi, Nola.
She was a really nice person, and he was not, again, a bad person.
It sounded like she was very giving.
But it was like,
Nola,
it was
Nola.
Just so burned into my mind, like, oh, no, what's happening?
I never met her. She's like a mystery to me.
Yeah, just a name, a character.
Yeah, she is,
a character in a chapter.
She's a character from a movie.
Yeah.
That I didn't see.
Yeah.
Maitland, what about you?
It was my sophomore year of college. I lived in a 2-bedroom, 4-person apartment, which means that there was like 4 of us, and then we shared bedrooms.
Right.
And the one girl and I really hit it off. She was kind of like artsy and different, and I was like, okay, this will be really cool. And then it turned out she was too artsy and different, and she'd come home from class and be like, I wrote something for my creative writing class today, and it's just so postmodern. Postmodern.
Wow.
And I was like, what the hell is even that?
She was like, and Ava on Hacks.
Yes, she was just trying entirely too hard to be different and deep. And so eventually I had told, she did so many different things, but like, she had a boyfriend at the time, I had a boyfriend. And so I was talking all week. I'm so excited for my boyfriend to come. And she was like, yeah, I'll make sure that I'm at my boyfriend's house that night so that, like, y'all can have the room to yourself.
Right.
Great. I get home that night with my boyfriend. I open the door. Not only is she home, she's on top of him in her bed. And I was like,
what?
Her boyfriend. Not
oh,
my,
I'm like, no. Oh my God.
That's,
no,
no, no, no. What she that's said. A really bad roommate. That's way worse than postmodernism.
Like, yeah, not only. Right. She had told me all week, oh, yep, we're going to be at his house. And then, yeah, I go in my room and I'm like, oh, okay, you're here. So my boyfriend and I set up like a little like paddock on the floor and slept in the living room.
God.
And then
not quite the night one dreams of.
And then she and that boyfriend broke up, and I had told her about this other guy that I had hooked up with before I met my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, yeah, we're still friends. I really care about him. He's got some opinions on the fact that I have a boyfriend now. It's a little frustrating, whatever. I told him her kind of our whole journey. She ended up finding him on a dating app, screenshot it, sent it to me and was like, is this the guy you were telling me about? I said, yeah. She goes, I'm going to mess with him. I was like, well, I don't really want you to do that, but right, you do you. Well, then a couple months later, she's like, hey, we've been talking and I'm going to go have sex with him. And then she went and told him that I said that I was OK with them hooking up because I just wanted him out of my life.
What?
So not only did she like go and have sex with somebody that I like deeply cared about, but then also lied to him so that he would hate me. He didn't. We
what
like
an
but
awful
I was
person.
Like, oh,
that's
my
cool.
goodness.
Can't believe yeah. you led with her being too into her writing.
Well,
yeah,
tip of the iceberg there.
That's the most annoying part.
Well,
it
this
really
story,
is,
the reason
honestly.
I have,
yeah, I'm postmodern.
She's still, I'll follow, I'll see some that's of her true. Stuff pop up on Instagram and she'll link to, she has like a blog or whatever. And I'm like, shut up.
Does she have a day job? Is it soul
so. Crush?
I kind of want her to have a soul crushing day job that just takes the no creativity and just
yeah,
like she's
I have
part
no
of the
idea.
Problem.
Is she the most self-reflective people person she knows?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
You yeah. can be too much of that.
Yeah, and thus none of it.
Well, the reason I asked that question is this story is this has to be an only child that committed this incident. A guy in his 20s went on social media to ask for advice after his roommate stole from him. Now, the roommate doesn't consider it stealing. The roommate went into this person's mini fridge in their portion of the apartment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the person that is asking for advice made a cake, put it in his own mini fridge, and then his roommate went and stole a piece of that cake and housed it, ate it fast. Mm.
Okay. Food is often a problem in roommate situations. Mm-hmm.
The roommate had an allergic reaction and called 911. They hit him with an EpiPen. He recovered. Apparently, he had a peanut butter allergy and didn't know the cake had peanut butter in the recipe.
Shame.
The problem is, the man says the roommate who stole the cake is now asking him to pay his medical bills because, quote, you poisoned me.
Oh, my gosh. Nope, 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 nope.
Obviously, everyone thinks that that person is not responsible because their roommate stole the cake from a mini fridge that wasn't theirs.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Guy says it's awkward. They were friends before being roommates, and the roommate with the allergy told their joint friends about it. Now some of them are saying he should at least contribute something to the medical expenses.
No, he shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Of course he shouldn't. Not mm-hmm. If he made a cake knowing that the guy had a peanut allergy and put it in a community fridge and said, absolutely peanut butter free cake, enjoy. Okay, fine. Then maybe. But in this situation, no.
You stole. And it's not like he tampered with it. Like mm-hmm. you could see if he had done the old X-lax and the cake thing. He didn't.
Right.
He made a cake for himself.
No.
He stole it.
Yeah. There's no reason that this person.
Is that why everybody tells, like when you're going off to college, they tell you, like your friends and family will say, you shouldn't live with your friends.
I think a lot.
It might ruin everything.
It's that. And I think you just learn more than you needed to about them. There's before you move in with somebody, there's that healthy level of separation where yeah. you're like, I don't know there every second of every day.
Yeah.
And then once you do, you're like, I don't know if
right.
I can stand this.
Yeah, you get a break.
I made a mistake.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.